Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, this is your host, JB, with JB's Grudge Inc. Lock it in. All right, what we got on here tonight? Let's see what we can do tonight. Got a show tomorrow at Richmond Dragway. We got OSBA Grudge Event, Richmond Dragway tomorrow, hosted by Phil Harris. What we got tonight? All right, who we got?
Ain't nobody but the running bell.
Oh, I know. If it's all in doubt, I know I got the running bell around.
That's right. I'm going to sit back and listen and see what the show is talking about tonight. I was supposed to go to Richmond tomorrow and do some things, but I don't know if I'm going. I'm going to have to take it tomorrow and make up my mind whether I can go or not. I don't know if I'll be able to go or not.
Okay, because I know I've been hearing that a couple people, you know, I've been hearing that, you know, you and Weeby might get it on.
Yeah, me and Weeby were supposed to do it last weekend, but Weeby showed up with not his car, showed up with a Camaro that wasn't his. And the guy wouldn't let Weeby run it, so Weeby got to pay that $200 punk out money before me and Weeby do anything. But the power board should be up there. That we just got that small block back together, and it's in the car, and it's ready to go. They'll be up there tomorrow testing. They're going to make one pass on motor, one pass on gas. They're going to wait on some ass.
Oh, Lord, so you're saying they're coming locked and loaded. So, I mean, there's a chance that, you know, they're going to bust some heads tomorrow.
If any kind of way possible, we got to make one shakedown pass on motor because we just put the motor wing around it yet. We got to make one shakedown pass on gas. And if everything go right, and then we're going to be looking for some ass, and then we're going to leave Richmond and come on back home. That's a NASA boy way. That's what we do.
So the NASA boys are looking for action tomorrow. And from what I understand, it's a small block, one stage, 30 what, big tire or small tire?
It's a small block, two chassis, one stage, and that's all I'm going to give you. We ain't gonna put nothing else up there because a lot of people already know what kind of car it is. We just got back. We've been down for almost a year and a half, but we're back now, and we're looking for anything that come out with a fair race.
Oh, so anything with a fair race tomorrow, they're looking to get their head split.
Yeah, you're right. And we're not going to wait all night. Like I said, we come up there to test it. We're going to make one on motor. We're going to make one on gas. And then we're going to sit around for a while. If nobody step up to the plate, then we're coming back home. We're going to wait.
I hear that. So, hey, y'all about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to come and bring my car, because I got some things that's going on in the family. And but if I do bring my car, if Weeby shows up, we can run for that punk out money, and I will go through his ass. And ain't no doubt about that. So he'll be on here tonight. I don't know how long I'm gonna be on here tonight. But if it gets on, you can tell him what Running Bell said.
Oh well, he just hit me up just a while ago. Said he was gonna call in because he said he wanted to get some things straight. And from what I heard, you know, he been saying that he gonna do it, and you know, y'all never get to do it. So I mean, you know, I just want to know what he gonna do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys said we ain't gonna show up, and they told me that before I went to Dinwiddie that Weaver wouldn't show up. Well, Weaver showed up, but Weaver didn't have no car. He had a Camaro, but the guy that owned the Camaro wasn't running. So so I got no faith in him right now. Right now, he owed me some punk out money, and if he want to keep the faith, run me for the punk out money. I'll run him. He ain't got to pay me. Just run me for the punk out money. If he can't run me for the punk out money with that Mustang, then he need to go ahead and pay and let me come on back home because I got bigger and better things to do.
Yeah, so basically what I'm understanding is before you, we be locked in a race and haven't paid up the poker money yet.
Okay, I'm losing you, man. I'm down here in the country and my phone ain't that good.
So what I'm understanding is Weeby, I think this might be Weeby right now.
Is this Weeby Cooper?
Yes, Weeby
Cooper.
Mr. Running Bell is on the phone and he's wondering what's gonna happen this Friday.
This Friday, as we speak right now, I'm in the process of getting the transmission in my car, make sure I have no leaks and everything works. If I don't have any problems, then I'm going to be at the track. If not, then I'm going to pay him the punk out money as soon as I see him on Friday.
Okay, all right. So that's fair.
Hold on. Weeby.
Yeah.
Okay, what you need to do, when you get to the track, if I come,
uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm having family problems. My father's on his deathbed right now. I don't know if I'm coming out.
You handle that part. And you worry about racing down the road. Family a whole lot more important than this metal and iron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And I understand that. So it ain't no biggie. But we will, whenever everything is cleared up, I want to race you. The same exact race. If you give me the break, 8 mile or
Weaver, slow the fuck down. You hollered the break. I gave you the back tire, then give you the break.
I thought that's what it was. I wanted the break and the back tire. You didn't want to give me that.
That ain't gonna work. I gave you the back tire. Give nobody the break.
I tell you what, don't give me nothing. When you see when we race, I'm telling you right now. Hey, don't give me nothing.
Okay, so we head up.
Head up quarter mile. We ain't even gonna do no 8 mile. Go out the back door.
No. Head up 8 mile. Don't run quarter mile. You know that. Head up 8 mile. I will not look. Only time I run quarter mile if I go to Dinwiddie. I will not run quarter mile in Richmond.
Oh, you just said that you might not make it to Richmond.
Yeah, I may not make it. I don't know. Tomorrow, I'll know more tomorrow whether or not I'm going to make it or not. I don't know. I can't tell you, Weaver, I'm going to make it tomorrow, and I can't tell Weaver, I ain't going to make it. But
I can't say 100% that I'm going to make it either. Right now, it's at 75%. I don't know. I might put my car in gear and don't nothing work. So what I'm saying is that if you come there with or without your car, then, you know what I mean, I'm going to pay the punk out money for my race.
I'll get
that cleared up and straight first. But the race that we're going to race, if we don't run 8 miles, then I'll take the break. But I don't want nothing from you quarter mile.
You can't take the break because I'm not giving up the break. You can't take the break because I'm not giving up the break 8 mile, quarter mile, or never. I will give you the back tire. That's the race. I give you the back tire. I give nobody the break. Not with my small block. I can't give nobody the break. I will give you the back. all day long.
I think about that. I might take it. I'd rather run your head up than take the break.
Okay, if you want to run your head up, we can go to quarter mile.
Heads up, quarter mile. That I like that a whole lot better.
Oh, okay. Well. Okay. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't run quarter mile in Richmond. If you want to do it in Denver, yeah. If you want to do it in Maryland,
I'm gonna be honest with you. Neither one of y'all will be able to run the quarter mile in Richmond.
Right.
People over here telling me that I can't run the quarter mile Richmond. It's too dangerous. Shut down area.
Right. I learned that a long time ago. Now, if you want to run in Denver, but anywhere else, it's going to be half a mile, heads up, gates up, and let's do it that way. That'll make for a whole lot better race. I'm going to tell you that now.
The quarter mile?
Yeah, quarter mile, heads up. And now, right now, like I said, you know, my heart is on it, and I can't say what I'm going to do from one day to the other right now. But,
me talking to you, not as on racial level, but as a friend, that your father's situation is a whole lot more important. So get all that stuff cleared up first. I'm not, Lord willing, my car, I'll still be here. We will be able to race each other. But I'm telling you, if it was the shoe on the other foot, I wouldn't even be on this guy on telephone talking to nobody. You understand what I'm saying? And don't take it, nobody take it the wrong way. Because I'm saying all the racial stuff, that's just what it is. But if you need to spend time with your pops and get all that stuff together, then that's your focus. But I'm going to race you, you know what I mean? Whenever you say you're ready, cleared up the race, then that's what the race.
Right. I just want to let you know, you know, I stand, and I don't want you to go to Richmond, and I didn't show up, and then people.
No, I mean, it's understandable. We are people. It's understandable. I don't know about other races, but I've been doing this for a long time, since the 90s. So I'm not things happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Bear. Bear.
Yeah.
It's Richard T. You go and take care of your dad. I got my small block ready to smack Weeby around tomorrow night if need be. If he shows up, I'll take care of him tomorrow. You go take care of your dad.
Okay, I'm going to do that, man, you know, because, you know, that's my heart there. And I got to stick close to home. And, you know, I just didn't want you guys to think that running back chicken out, because that ain't me. You know, I promise. I do what I do, and just like Richard, I told Richard I do what I do, and when he was great, I did what I did. He beat me, and then he told me, you know, when I get ready again, you know, we do it again. And I told him I'll be ready. But right at this moment, I can't tell you that tomorrow night I'm going to be in rhythm because what's going on in my life right now.
Okay.
So, man, if there's any way possible, I'll be there. But I'm don't do it and be proud of that score.
Hello?
Yeah.
So, right now, what I'm hearing is that Richard Tillman won a shot at Weeby Cooper tomorrow.
That's a given.
It didn't take a rocket scientist. I mean, if I'm there, then I'll run him. Heads up, 8 mile.
Yep.
He's like me.
Tomorrow, if Weeby Cooper can get it ready, it's going to be an 8 mile shootout between Nasty and Blue Max.
Heads up, 8 miles.
What the hell is that?
Who just got on here just now? Who was that? It sounds like Big Gene in the background. That could be Big Gene.
Yeah, you got it. That's me.
Big Gene on the phone. Big Gene. What's going on, Big Gene?
I ain't doing much calling in to check out what them boys talking about this week.
I'm doing good.
Well, what we're trying to do, I mean, you know, hey, you know, all our prayers go out to Running Pal, man. His dad right now is not doing too well, so, you know, him and Wheelie were supposed to run, but, you know, you got to put your family first, family definitely first. So, what's going on right now is Richard Tillman wants a piece of weed tomorrow.
That sounds like a good one to me. You know, Ron Bag, I got to take care of his dad first. Family comes first before the racing.
Yeah. So what I'm understanding is if Weaver gets this transmission in his car tonight, him and Richard Tillman going 8 miles head up.
Yep.
8 miles.
Hey, look, if I make it, and it'll be a good race.
Yeah, that's gonna definitely be a good one. Hey, Gene, you got anything for tomorrow?
No, I ain't gonna be able to make it. I got some family stuff too I gotta attend to, so I gotta do that. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I'd like to.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna be able to make that one.
Okay, because when I saw the flyer, I saw your car and, you know, Kenny's car and a couple cars. I didn't know if, you know, the names on there, if y'all were running like a shootout, or was that meaning that you would be there if, you know, somebody wanted to lock in or what?
Well, that's kind of what we were aiming for, but like I said, Kenny's got to go pick up his trailer this weekend, and I got a bunch of stuff to do with my girls, and I just ain't going to be able to make it because it's a bad weekend for me, so. We didn't have anything locked in, but he usually runs a real good shootout that we get into, somewhere between 6 and 8 car shootout, and we've won that before. So,
well, that sounds good. I know I did hear that the Wicked Bird is going to take a shot at Mr. Hatfield tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the word on the street. I know he's going to be in the house. He told me all week he was coming. And he usually does. When Richmond has an event like that, he shows up.
So tell me, Gene, who you riding with tomorrow then? If they lock in, who you riding with?
I don't know. I wish them both luck.
Yeah, because Wicked Bird said King Hayter going to take the track over tomorrow. That's what word on the street.
I wouldn't carry that one to the bank.
Must be someone. Hey, Gene. Hello.
Hey, Gene. Wicked Fast. I mean, Running Fast off of Gene.
Hey, Gene, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Do what now?
I know. I'm dying.
I can barely hear what you're saying. Is that Running Fast?
Let me tell you what I'm going to say, then y'all can relay it if you want to. Gene, let them boys know that on the 28th of this month, y'all doing a thing down in Fayetteville. And I'm going to be down there. So if me and Weaver can't get it on between now.
Yeah, we're holding the horseman race the 28th of September down in Fayetteville. It should be a good event. It's going to be we've got quite a few cars already locked in to show up. We've actually got James Green with the dragster giving Big Pete. He's giving Pete the back tire. I can't remember if it was the back tire or the brake. It was one or the other. He's giving him that with the dragster. So we got some stuff out of the ordinary going down. And I know Running Bear will be there.
Yeah.
What day is that?
28th.
September the 28th.
Hey, Gene, I got a question to ask you. Is Black Mama Mustang still coming to y'all shootout?
I'm not sure. I know John and them have spoken to him, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, but I haven't heard if they're coming or not.
Okay, because
I know Tony Hines is never supposed to be there.
Because I had talked to somebody from Maryland, and there's a person in Maryland on a 275 with a conventional headed bit block that
that's been dying to get a piece of Black Mamba Mustang.
I can't say for sure. I think it's a good possibility he's going to be there, but like I said, I don't have anything confirmed yet.
The only one that has confirmed so far, like I said, was Tony Vines is supposed to be coming in there and then the wrestling crew. But...
Oh, that's all right. So you got anything locked in for that night?
I've got a few things locked in. We just got to get some test time and get everything straight. Get down there, shake it down.
I hear that. So Weeby Cooper, you okay with that? If y'all can't get anything done within this time, then you and Running Bell at, you know, Fayetteville.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I was going down there anyway.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
That'd be a good race right there.
That gave me enough time to put some more speakers into it.
Oh, shit.
put some more magic and blue magic.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Hey, Weaver Cooper, you're a marked man right now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of Blue Magic, we're trying to get him to lock in something with Kenny's car on the 28th there in Fayetteville also. That's yet to be confirmed, but the offer's been put on the table. I'm waiting for a confirm on that also.
Oh, yeah?
Same one that ran William Brown Saturday.
What y'all going to run, heads up, Gene?
Yeah, I don't think nobody's going to be giving nobody nothing.
Right. How you doing?
Sure. Not bad. How you, Monster?
I'm good. What's up, Weeby? Hey, Running Bear. Weeby,
hey,
Running Bear, my
on?
Road dog, because he's a small block, but you my boy, so I got a better quarter on both sides on that one. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
But I got to go where my heart is, and that's the small block, you know?
Hey, Monster, did Larry tell you about the mishap we had at the beach?
No, I didn't, you know, I don't have a job no more, so I can't, you know, I can't elaborate on anything because I don't have a job no more.
Yeah, we locked in a race the end of the night Saturday with David Whedon. He was driving Robert Patrick's old Pro Stock car, the 05
yeah.
Mustang. And Whedon got loose from start to finish, and right when he went through the finish line, he got in the grass and he come across the track. He turned that thing upside down and dove in there 15 times. Tore that car all to pieces.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from them guys. I'm hoping that everybody's okay. All's well. I haven't spoken to them.
I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll call him on the three-way. I got his home number and everything. We'll call him tomorrow, okay?
I like to check on him. I know Kenny was fortunate, believe it or not. We hadn't pulled the scoop off the car all day, and the wire that goes to the micro switch, thank God, didn't come on. So Kenny barely left the gate. He was out in front of him. So he had a front row seat to watch the whole thing go down. And boy, he tore that car up real good.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know, at least he walked away from it, so.
Yeah, he got out. He was scratched and he was scratched and tore up a little bit, but not too bad. He was walking around. He said he was okay, so.
Yeah, we'll call him tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow, around 4 o'clock?
That'd be great if
you
don't mind. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know how we roll, man. Everybody here is part of the family, you know? So.
Exactly. I just wanted to give a call out to him, make sure everything was straight, see if there's anything we could do.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the type of guys you are. And you know, we talk trash and we might cuss one another, but at the end of the night, if something happened to one of us, one's going to be standing next to the other. So that's the good part, you know?
Yeah, I see it. The pot got up $4,500, and some of the spectators, I think, had put money on it. They were kind of fussing a little bit back and forth. We just said, look, we don't give a damn if he crossed. He didn't cross what it was. He went through the finish line, he tore his car, paid the man the money. We didn't leave the start line. So, I
tell you, you know, Gene, that's the scary thing, that everybody's mindset is about the dollar. They don't give a shit about the next person, you know?
Right.
So,
I looked at Kenny after it ain't.
Yeah.
I said there ain't even enough for the discussion after that. It doesn't matter. Pay the people that money. That they've lost enough tonight.
Yeah. You talking $150,000-$200,000 worth of car. They just put a motor in that car too.
I tell you what, it has Charlie Buck mode into it, and it had one carburetor on it, and that thing sheared the intake manifold bolts to hold the carburetor. It sheared the bolts off the carburetor to the land 200-300 feet away from the car.
Wow.
It knocked the windshield out of it, half the body apart. It was right ugly.
Well, I'm just glad that Kenny was back far enough where he wasn't tangled in that, you know? So.
But you know, the bad thing is, that's the second time this year that happened. I don't know if you remember, we were down in Darlington, and the same thing happened with Mike Hill's nephew.
That's
the second time this year. I told Kenny, he got somebody riding with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's such a tough old bird. You know how that goes. When you got a guy like him who stays humble and you know, every once in a while he get a little riled up on stuff. But I got to tease you. I was on Facebook laughing at you. Now, Dan, you just jumped on Tricky Rick's side. I'm a little nervous now.
Well, you know, Monster, you know as well as I do. I think sometimes guys are a little harsh on him. I think they're a little hard on him. He does race. No, he don't leave Maryland a whole lot. But we came up to Capitol, and you saw what happened. He gave us the race. Everything went good. We've done that a couple times with him. So, I mean, it ain't, you know, he ran Joe, he ran Kenny, he ran me. All of them were in Maryland, but he did run.
Yeah, he definitely, like I tell people, you can say what you want now. You damn sure better not go up there not being ready, because he's going to put your head in your hand. I don't give a shit who you are. So.
Yeah, he'll do that for you.
So.
I'll give him props on that. He will race.
Yeah, he will go. So.
Uh-oh, I see we got a new caller, a.k.a. Mr. G-Money is in the house. Is that G-Money over there?
That's me, man. What's going on, fellas?
Man, look, I rock with the Shakedown crew, and look, I got to give you some props, man, because, hey, good race, man, this weekend with you and Sean, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, it's all in fun, brother.
Hey, that's the thing people don't understand. You know, you might have took some money or whatever, but the thing is, it was a race. Nobody, you know, everybody came to the pit. You know, the money was passed. Whatever happened. There was no arguing. That's what I call road race. See, that's what people not understanding nowadays. You know, you got people, when they lose, if they, oh, he left first, and they want to fight, they want to do this. I just got to give you respect for, I mean, you know, you won the race. You ran him. I mean, one thing I can say about you, G-Money, if somebody there, you'll run Tony Burns. I got to give you credit.
Damn right. If they want to run, they make it right. It's okay, big. I love the race, man. That's why we do this, ain't it, fellas?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man? How your daddy doing?
He's doing all right. What's going on, Mom?
Not a whole lot. I got to call him tomorrow. I got to call in a favor.
Yeah, he had a rough time with his pickup truck when I left today, but he's all right. I get it right.
Yeah, I got to call him. My pastor's got cancer. I'm trying to have a car show. The guy canceled out on him. I'm going to call your daddy, see if he can get me a couple cars up there to support him in 2 weeks.
All right, well, you know he's a car man now.
Yes, sir. The Godfather.
Hey, Monster.
Yes.
Hey, where's this, you know, hey, I don't just promote blood racing and stuff, man. I got a friend, they got an old car club, vintage car club, and they don't mind riding for a good show. Where's this show taking place?
It's going to be at the church that I attend, Kent Baptist Church over by FedEx Field in Landover. Reverend Carter he's battling colon cancer. And he does this every year with his anniversary for the church. And I've never, ever helped him before, but they had two guys this week that said they just can't handle it. So he called me today and said, I know who can. Get that kid on the phone. So you know, when the pastor called you, and especially since he married me and did every, you know, he took care like my father, I guess you know I got some work to do, right?
Definitely.
Hey, yeah, somebody got their phone on speaker, and that's what that noise is, James.
Yeah, somebody, who is that on speaker? I know we got new blood in here. Mr. Tricky Ricky is on here, I see.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just listening. I heard somebody strike out my name, so I had to press the one button. But I'm out here in the trailer working on this old bag of folks of mine. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Rick?
Hey. Now, what you was hearing, Ricky, one thing that people and Gene have said it, the thing he said about you is that, you know, you got to respect you. And, I mean, people do. The thing is, you aren't afraid to race. If, you know, I mean, if somebody makes the race right, you will race. Now, I mean, yes, you got people on, you know, websites picking on you. But the thing is, they picking on you on a site. But the thing is, you know, they're picking on you will come on the site, but it won't go as far as the track.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mind, you know what I mean? Because I know how things are carried. You know what I mean? I know what weight I pull. I know how much weight I carry. So, you know, a person can really say anything. You know, I was taught young that never to be offended by words that are said. But all somebody got to do is just get out there and make some action. You know, unfortunately, you know, I had some events where I couldn't get there. I just couldn't get there. You know what I mean? Shit happened in life. So, I mean, if you want, a person want to, you know, down me on that, hey, have all the fun you want to have at it.
Hey, man, you got to do what's best for you and your family. You know, I tell people all the time when I hear some of the, I can say some things I want to say now since I don't have a job as a promoter no more. Some of the guys, Rick, I feel they take shit way too far, you know. I never once have seen a guy, except for a couple of them, when you had a problem or two that wanted to help you, but the rest of them wanted to make all kind of comments about the car. And the ones that don't like what I say, we have a car that can back up what we say. So I just want to get that clear before they start texting me with that horse shit, you know?
Right.
And you're right. I do walk beside Rick because he's always been there for us. We ask him to come to be a part of the shows and do different things, and he goes above and beyond. Some of the guys, you know, the things they say and do, they don't support the grudge race deal like they really could. You know, it's John White had it best today. It's about the dollar bill only. And I'm going to tell all of them this, and I'm going to say this, that shit's going to change. Because
that's
now
right.
You're not going to have people that's going to stand up and fight for you to get that. So all of you guys that got that bullshit in your brain, I can say this now because I don't have a job. I'm good to say this. That shit's coming to a complete halt here after a while. Because the tracks ain't going to do shit for you but tell you get your ass up out of here.
Hey, Mark. You see how I do, man. I go to any track, and whenever, you know, Custom T and everybody's doing their thing, man, I just wanted to participate. And then it kind of blew my mind that the man was looking for me to pay me some money because I showed up everywhere. I just want to show up, man. You know, I want to get some action. That's like,
it's appreciation.
I was listening. Hey, James, man, I was listening a little earlier. When I first got on, I listened a little earlier, and I was listening to Running Bear, and he was talking about somebody with some kind of tune chassis car or something like that or whatever. Hey, that's why I'm on the phone, man, because you money plan on coming out of Richmond, and you can work that fast.
You want to know what's funny? G-Money, let me tell you something about that. The funny thing is, and I'm going to be honest with you, that car sits very similar to your car. That's why I hit you up this week, because it sits on the same tire, and it has a small block, one stage.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I like to hear that stuff,
know,
man.
I didn't know I'd ask Ricky Bird and I'd ask the people because I didn't have your number. I was like, man, look, if G Money
is coming to Richmond,
you
been listening to me too long, man.
Huh?
Huh?
James been listening to me too long. Call the man with the turd.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy, you going to get in trouble. You going to be in trouble.
Goddamn, Rick, you cannot not start no shit. You hear me?
Hey, just like you said, I ain't on the show no more. I ain't got no damn job. I can start all the shit I want to start now.
That's it.
I ain't got to be having a slight of tongue.
That's it.
Yeah, man. But, hey, like I said, man, I was planning on coming down to Richmond tomorrow. And I heard the other guy talking about picking on my man, Weeby. Weeby's my man, too, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, I like to see what everybody got. That's basically. I ain't just come to look. Let me tell you that. Hey, like I always say, I'm G-Money because I want money. And I love the game.
Uh-huh. Hey, G, I got to tell you something, though. Goddamn, them boys told me you left out there like somebody plucked you in the ass with a rubber band the other day. What's the deal? You made a change? I heard that motherfucker left out there, boy, looked like somebody stole something from you. Was on their head. Huh?
Hey, cuz. Hey, I just got to drive. Hey, I like to drive.
All right. They
could have put a bug in my ear and said he's fast, so I had to get out there fast, I guess. All right.
Goddamn shakedown ain't no joke, man. God damn. I can tell you that right now. So,
I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Hey, anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, the guys got to support the grudge game more. You know, and you look at the guys. Here, James stepped in to take over the show and keep the thing going. And guys got to call in and support James, you know? So pass the word. I text everybody, you know, to support him so he can keep the show going for the guys because, you know, it's going to be a little lot going on and, you know, you guys need to stick together and make it work, so.
Okay, I'm with you 100, James.
Hey, and the thing is, you want to know, the thing is, you know, I'm trying to help out the locals. I'm trying to help out VA. I'm trying to help out Maryland, North Carolina. I'm trying to leave it because the thing is, this is what people are saying. This is what, I'm going to be honest with y'all, this is what people are saying. A group of people came to the last Larry T. race. They were from New York. They were from Jersey. And the thing is, I talked to a few of them because they're doing a race. And see, I hope, hey, G-Money, I'm going to talk to you. There's a race going on at Cecil County, October 12th. They're calling it Philly versus the World. And there's a 28 versus 275 race. There's a 29 versus 315. And then there's all-day grub. So, you know, the boarders have called me and said that they feel like they're going to bring all these cars and nobody from Virginia, you know, DMV, Maryland, whatever, are going to come to race. And see, what I'm saying back, you know, I'm like, hey, man, we got people that for race. But the thing is, you know, because the thing is, they're bringing, they got all motor cars, they got this, they got that. But the thing is, this time, there's some cars that are coming. They're nicer cars. They got a couple pro mods set up. They got a couple pack hats set up. What I'm trying to do is, man, I mean, in events like this, I feel like we all got to pull together.
Right.
Well, James, can I give you something that I know that, and Rick said this best on a Facebook page, proper planning makes for proper planning. You hear me?
No. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
Yeah,
so
but I'm trying to be nice, Rick. I'm being diplomatic.
If anything is planned correctly, you don't have to worry about, you know, it being unsuccessful, basically.
You can do, James, since you're so good with Facebook, here's how you start this deal. Here's an idea for you, since you want to help the Philly boys, and I'll call Mark and talk to him. Take on Facebook, get them to send you a list of the cars they got, how they sit, and how they ride. You with me? And
yeah.
Put it on Street Freaks and put it on your Facebook. And then every couple of days, bring it back to the top and say, you know ain't no all motor cars here in D.C., so don't waste your time. Only Lou. Lou's the only one. So that's it. Don't waste your time with that. You hear me? Everybody else is on narcotics.
Right.
Yeah. Lou's the only all motor car. Everybody else is on narcotics, so don't waste your time with that one. You know, and just explain to them that they want, if they want, they put the money up, and we'll get the we'll call out there to, and see if we can get them to bring that Batmobile car. But they're gonna have to put some gas money up, and they got time to promote it. You with me?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you do that, and I think like put your number up so people can call you and talk to you about the other guy and kind of referee it between them, you know, I think it'll work out. But Rick said it best: proper planning is the deal. You know.
Yeah,
hey Rick,
right.
You still there, right? Hey Rick. You said that?
Yes, sir.
Why you give John White such a hard time?
Yeah. Hey, I just be returning the favor, that's all.
Huh?
I just be returning the favor, that's all. I mean, everybody
wants
to give me a hard time.
God damn, boy. Sometimes I have to shake my head at you and John. I'm like, fucking Hatfield McCoys ain't got nothing on you two.
Hey, did y'all see the little lost monkey? Man, I fell apart.
Oh, my God. God, I said to myself, only them colored folks. Only them colored folks put some shit together like that.
And it's funny to me that he could post something like that because he been past the bushes. Hey, it's all in fun. What the hell?
Hey, yeah. Weedy Cooper, you still online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, look, did you hear your boy? Your boy said he got you backed up. G-Money said he's going to be in the place tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's my dog. That's my fam right there.
What up, Weedy?
What up, G-Money?
Cool, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I plan on coming your way. I got your back, baby. If your transmission ain't working, G-Money.
I'm going to be there. I'm gonna be there. If I don't have Blue Magic, I got something else to bring. It ain't fast, but I can go down the track.
Yeah, I said what's going on.
I ain't even gonna lie, y'all. I mean, I didn't know how, you know, I've been hearing this and that, but, you know, now I think things are gonna change a little bit. I mean, you got people like D-Money, because, I mean, you got people that's actually gonna race. I mean, you got some people now that if somebody show up, they're looking to get their head split.
Well,
what is all
the one of the things, James, you got to remember now, the boys up north, I mean, you know, we got boys here that ride as well. It's all about, you know, remind them when you're in the conversation that you got to make it right. You know, people know, got a baseline on where the car's at. And like I said, if they make it right, you got a lot of guys here. G Money, the Hatties, Rick, you know, a lot of guys. Big George. My boy Big George don't care who it is. God damn it, if he got gasoline, Big George gonna pull up next to him. You hear me?
Yeah, right.
God damn, Big George take on Troublemaker. And God damn, knowing he got a little over 600 inches in there, and George got a little 350, God damn, you know, he got my props, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I like to start a topic for y'all real quick because it was asked of me to say something about it on the show about a race that took place in Capitol. Now I don't have all the particulars, but I'm sure that y'all can decipher what's going on and what's happening. Jimmy Cash was involved with a race with someone.
No,
and apparently he broke in the water box.
Between Milan and 131.
The guy he was racing was upset because they didn't get paid.
So I was
trying to tell them that in the grudge racing world, if you don't skip everything that you're supposed to skip in the race, that there's a loophole in the way for the other races to get out of hand.
It's closer than 131. No, because 2 hours is 131.
Hey, can whoever that is talking, mute the mic.
Hey, look, we got somebody in here that's on speakerphone, and we got to tighten that up because I can't hear anything Rick is saying.
So I'm gonna go check them out and see what they all about.
Hey, look, who is that on speakerphone?
All right, what's going on, Rick? I heard that you were talking about the race.
All right, I'm all right.
Jimmy Paz.
Yeah, he had a race with somebody, and apparently he broke in the water box, and the people that he was racing wanted to get paid, and I was trying to tell them, unless it's stipulated in the race that if you break in the water, or once you start to burn out or hit the water box, it's a race. If you don't stipulate that, then you're not going to get paid. So they were trying to understand why. They may be listening, but, you know, if anybody on here can elaborate on that for them, they would be greatly appreciated because it was asked for me to say something about it.
Well, hey, Sticker Rick, I can tell you one thing, and one thing for sure. I have been to some races down south, and the way they do it is if, if you don't put that in the race saying, hey, man, look, we locked this money in, I mean, this is it. I mean, you know, mechanical failure, red light, whatever, you know, if they don't say it, that's how I feel. Because, I mean, you know, when you go down south, if somebody, you know, breaks, the way they do it is they put it already out there. Hey, if you break when you get up there, you pay the funk out. But, look, some people will do it like where they'll say, hey, man, if I break or I don't make the tree, you know, hey, man, no race. We'll just get it back later, or you let me get my stuff fixed and I'll come back later. That's what I hear. But the thing is, I mean, I feel like, and look, the people could be on here listening right now. But the thing is, if you didn't step that in the race, you cannot be mad. Because the thing, one thing I know about Jimmy Paz, too, Paz raises a lot. So, I mean, usually Cash, you know, has his stuff right, or if he breaks, he usually, you know, from what I know, the races where he hasn't made a pass, he didn't have to pay no punk out money. So, from how I guess he feels is, look, you know, I usually don't pay the punk out money, so why I'm going to pay it out now, and my car broke in the water box. So, I don't know what they set up, but the thing I feel is if, you know, the car broke in the water box, if they didn't say, hey, man, look, if you break before we get to that tree, you pay the money. So, I mean, hey, I gotta roll with how it went. I mean, if they didn't tip it, they can't get paid.
Exactly. So the other half of that was, you know, they were talking about the punk out, but, you know, some people don't put a punk out stiff in the race. You know, they just want to bet. They bet their money. So I'm assuming that's what he thought, because they just put up their money. They didn't have a punk out amount.
Hey,
they
Rick.
Thought that,
Rick.
You know, they should get paid. Yes, sir.
Hey, who we got?
Hey, it's Cliff, Serial Killer.
All right. Hey, what's going on,
Rick?
Cliff?
Not much. How y'all doing tonight? Hey, Rick.
Hello, Cliff.
The race with Jimmy, and that was Jimmy and JT. JT, one of my guys, works for me at the shop. What it was,
okay.
the agreement, there was Mustang Mike that kind of put the race together. Okay, it was put together at my shop. They had Jimmy on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Supposed to be $200 or $300 punk out money put up, but it wasn't put up. It was a handshake deal on the punk out money, okay, which was a problem. Okay, the race was supposed to be, once your tires hit the water box, it's a race. First of all, the race was supposed to be in lanes at 8 o'clock. Jimmy was having problems. There was a bunch of background noise.
Hey, look, whoever's on speakerphone or you got something going on where you're working on something or whatever, we gotta get that off because, I mean, we got something on right now. So if you're on speakerphone, you might have to just take a step back for a minute because we're trying to get something straight. What's going on? What's that, Cliff?
Okay, they supposed to be in the staging lanes at 8 o'clock. Okay, Jimmy was having a problem with his car, so JT... that Jimmy changed, supposedly, I wasn't there, the distributor, the carburetor, all this old stuff, and they got in the state lanes at 9 or a little after 9 or whatever. JT done his burnout, turned the bulb on, Jimmy done his burnout or whatever. Jimmy's nitrous wasn't working, so he chose not to race. The car didn't break. He could have went down the track, but he chose not to race.
This is a whole different story. It wasn't the car broke. The owner of the car chose not to race.
Jimmy chose not to race. JT was had this, I guess, pre-stage or whatever. Jimmy was trying to clear his nitrous out. The car was banging, popping, farting, and everything. So he backed out. He chose not to race because his nitrous wasn't working.
I'm glad you brought that to the surface, because, you know, that's another thing. You get one side, then you hear another side, and then it make it seem like, you know, this is what happened. When truthfully, I mean, you know, that's totally different from what I heard.
Right, right. Well,
the secret
is to
get both of them on the phone next week so they can discuss it and relock the race in with all the witnesses. That's how you fix this.
Well, they're supposed to do it tomorrow night.
Okay.
They're supposed to do it again tomorrow night.
And you hold the money. And you separate the punk out money, so if something go wrong, Cliff, then you don't have a repeat of what happened last week, and it makes it easier on everybody.
Right. Well, they're supposed to post the deposit tomorrow at my shop. So, you know, and then that is all the handshake stuff, that doesn't mean anything. Even though they're amongst friends and everything, that's probably been understood, but when it was time for the punk out to be paid, it should have been paid when Jimmy wasn't in the staging lanes at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so what I'm understanding is tomorrow, Jimmy and JT will be running at Capitol 8 Mile?
8 Mile, yeah.
Okay.
I like to see that.
Okay. So it's already, and tomorrow at your shop, so everybody can hear, I know there's listeners, tomorrow at Cliff's shop, money will be locked in.
Right, right.
Okay, and if, you know, it doesn't matter if the car is spitting and popping, if the car breaks, I mean, money is already, the punk out money will be paid up.
Right, the punk out money will be posted, yeah. Not
okay,
in the handshake.
Say, if anybody's on here, if you heard that, JT and Jimmy Cash will run tomorrow at Capitol. If Jimmy's car, this box, doesn't make a pass, Jimmy will pay the punk out money. If you're listening, the race will be locked in tomorrow at Cliff Shop, and they will run again. If the same thing happens, Jimmy will pay the punk out to JT. That's about as bold as it's going to get, and that's straight from the horse's mouth.
That's
well,
it.
Cliff, I would just say, even though you're saying that on the show, make sure you say that in person so it's well understood that everybody know what's going on. If you're going to be the mediator, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all get the system clear and understood.
Right.
So, hey, Cliff, I know you got a beef down there. When the next time that thing will be back up?
I don't know, man. If I can borrow a few dollars from Rick, I might be able to get out there in the next couple of weeks.
I'm trying to get a couple of dollars from somebody.
Nah, for me, man, I just got to be in the right mood for it, man. And, you know, I just go out when I just get that feeling. So I don't know when I might go back out.
Well, from what I heard, you know, Monsters, Inc. is sponsoring some cars, so, you know, you can call him up. You know, he's a good sponsor, Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm about to show him a little bit first.
Hey, Cliff, goddamn, I'm going to cut that caller, boy. You hear me, Cliff? But goddamn, look, if I got to get you for a couple of dollars on the side, and look, stand out next to the water box to support you. Hell, we'll figure a way to get you there, all right? Hell, shit.
All right.
You know,
all right, I appreciate
you know,
it. I really appreciate it.
I'm all about the grudge cause, and I tell you what, I looked at the video, and I tell you, man, you ran up beside Donya, you made a hell of a pass. So my hat's off to you. Oh, yeah, I paid close attention to everything. Yeah, that was a good run for you.
I was beside Ricky Fox.
Is that which one it was?
Yeah, I was beside Ricky Fox.
That was a good run. I was happy for you. So, what it's about. It doesn't matter who it is. As long as you're down there having a good time, you're safe, and you're able to talk about it the next week, that's what's important.
Oh, yeah.
Is that car, there's a name for that car, man. I know, I've been around a long time around the game, but
what's the name given to that car?
Oh, my car?
Yeah.
Yeah, the name of my car, I called it the Serial Killer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So you going to Capitol tomorrow?
Yeah, I wasn't. I had other plans, but I mean, for them to get this race off and there don't be any, you know, a bunch of BS behind it, so I'm gonna go out there with them.
I hear that. That's right, man. That's what it takes, though, man. It takes, like people say, it takes somebody to, you know, make sure stuff will go down. And people won't fight and argue. And I mean, I'm glad you, like I said, I know Ricky, like Ricky said, you gotta, you know, make sure stuff go through. But it's good to know that there's people that will at least give you insight on the race instead of just letting you think this is what went on and this is how it played out.
Right. Well, I mean, everything could have been avoided if they'd have put out the Funk Out money instead of this handshake on the Funk Out money. If they'd have put us the Funk Out money, then, you know, I mean, the Punk Out should have been paid, not the pot. I mean, that's the way I feel. The Punk Out should have been paid, not the pot. What do you think about that, Rick?
Well, with that being said, yeah, I would agree with that. But not knowing the whole story, that's why I commented on Siegfried saying that, you know, if it's not stiff at the beginning of the race, then don't look for it at the end of the race.
Right.
You know,
right.
When the problem occurs.
Right. And from my understanding, the handshake was between JT and Mustang Mike, which Mike was Jimmy's spokesman for the race, but when everything went down, Mustang Mike wasn't nowhere to be found.
Well, just suck it up as a lesson learned, and, you know, y'all going to redo the race. So, again, you know, just suck it up as a lesson learned, and now you know what to do from here on out, unless you feel comfortable with the person that you're going to bet or race with the agreement that y'all got set. You know?
Right, exactly. But that was a nice chatting with y'all. I'm going on mute. I'm gonna sit back and listen.
Who is that?
This Cliff.
Oh, you going on mute for a minute, man?
Yeah.
Hey, look. Did a friend of mine from the Six Town camp and a friend of yours get it on another week?
Yeah, they race Monday.
Okay. Was it close?
No, old Kevin with the black Mustang, he made some changes to the car, and he didn't make any shakedowns. He went off the trailer, and the car, it pulled to the right on him, so did it pull real hard to the right, so he let out of it.
Ah.
You know, and I mean, he, you know, it's just one of them things, you know, once you get a car and you start making more power, you know, you're going to have to make some adjustments to whatever to the chassis. So, I mean, that was a lesson learned for him, you know.
Hey, if you want to know it, that's grudge racing too, boy. God.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're supposed to do it again. They probably, I guess, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, they plan on doing it again also.
Okay, well, that's good right there, man. See, I mean, it's like you said, there's no arguing, there's no fighting. I mean, the person that won has allowed to, you know, has already said he gives the person a race. That's what I'm talking about. That's race.
Right.
And Ricky, I got to give you some respect, man. You've been offering this guy, I got to think his name is Chad, a race for a long time now, and he doesn't seem to want to take that race.
Who was that you say, Chad?
Huh?
Who was that you said?
I said, Ricky, you've been offering a guy a race for a while now. You don't seem to want to take that race. I think his name is Chad. Now, I mean,
yeah, Chad.
You've even went to the extreme, and, I mean, your car does not sit on 29, but see, the reason I respect that is you said you'll put 29 on your car
no wheelie bars, and run the man head up.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the only way they're going to run. You know, them cats, if it's not a for sure win in their favor, they're not going to do it. You know what I mean? And, you know, we got Mark over there working on his car and being his spokesperson, which is all fine and dandy. But, you know, they say their car ain't right. Everybody seeing me out and want to talk shit about my car. They see that it ain't right. So, you know, I offered the man to run. If you ain't right and I ain't right, that's fucking race. It don't matter how many times he runs. You see what I'm saying? But if you ain't right, I ain't right. That's a fair race. I'm still giving. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tell me I shouldn't give a shit. But I'm just showing, I'm going to show just how versatile I am with my car and what I can do, that I'm willing to put the 29s on and take the bars off and run them right now with my car not even running right. And that still scared them. They still don't want to do nothing. I said something to Mark at Cecil County about it. We going to get to you with the car gets right there, see the be in time. Man, fuck all that. I mean, you ain't right. I ain't right. That's race. See who the winner is. We just, you know, once we get right, we just come back at it again. Simple as that.
And see, that's the thing I don't understand. If a person always saying you're not right, and they're saying they can, you know, do this, do that to you, and you willing to put the money up to find out, that's what I'm not understanding, truthfully, the person go ahead and run that race. So that's somebody telling me that, you know, they feel like that race is still not guaranteed, so they're not going to lock that money.
Well, see, number one, you guys got to know the people that you're dealing with. I purposely went to them the day I said something to both of them the day I got my motor. I think it was just Mark, actually. But I purposely said something to them when I got my motor back to say, hey, I want to race y'all. Not come to them after I done got my car straightened out, you know, and ironed out and the car running good. Because then once you do that, it's, oh, now you want to jump on me that your car right and I ain't right. You know what I'm saying? I went through that with Foos. Tried to run him. He at the track. I'm at the track. Because he having problems, and I sent somebody over to ask him who he want to race, which I never saw him make no pass, because I'm working on my own car. It's, oh, he want to jump on me now because I ain't right. I don't know that you ain't right. I ain't looking at your car. I'm over here working on my own shit. So I purposely said something to them before the day I picked my motor up. And they still ain't ready. You know, the man talking about I got junk transmission. He go out there, I didn't get his transmission back. And it burned up on him the first pass. Which is why I put on Facebook, comment as a bitch.
And you're right. That's.
He just.
Hey, look, I know, I hope, I think that's why I see it is.
Locking up when I pull up.
Is that Kenny Beecham on here
tonight?
Every time I see you,
Hey,
you keep
motherfucking guessing, don't you? Yeah.
Mom, Mr. Beecham.
What's going on?
Hey, I gotta ask you a question. There's a man on here right now is coming.
Okay.
He is making a trip tomorrow. He is making a trip tomorrow to Richmond Dragway, and he is looking for the Nasty Boy. I didn't know if you know how to get in touch with Leon Powell and Sean Powell, because from what I hear, they're bringing the big dot, you know, they're bringing the Camaro small block one day to Richmond tomorrow.
Yeah, the only way I got to get in touch with them, Bug, just like everybody else, is I'm friends with them on Facebook and send them a message or something.
Oh, okay, because Mr. G Money is coming down. He's coming down tomorrow from Maryland, and he's bringing Nova. And Kenny, I'm not even gonna lie to you. This race, they sit just the same. And G Munch, you know, Weeby is not gonna be able to run the ball. And you know, Weeby feels, you know, G Munch feels like the Nasty Boys are picking on Mr. Weeby. So G Munch's gonna step in there tomorrow and try to get a little action in the race.
Is Running Bear still on the line?
Running Bear was hooked up, you know, where he, I guess up in the country area, going through the woods, and he's on running back.
Okay. He should be able to get in touch with them boys, but if y'all need be, we can contact him on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I know G-Money is still on the line, and he is
going to
be, you know, he is going to be at Richmond Dragway tomorrow.
Yes, sir. G-Money's still here, baby.
Yeah, I know you're there, man. I wasn't planning, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really planning on coming, but I'm going to tell you, if there's going to be some good groceries, and I can't, that's kind of hard to turn down. I ain't going to lie to none of you.
And that's what it's all about, baby.
Come
on, kid.
And I also see, is that Richard Tillman still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And Richard Tillman, hey, I don't know if anybody knows Mr. Tillman, but Mr. Tillman is looking, he's going to be there tomorrow, 28 small block. He's going to be looking for a little action tomorrow, too.
James and Jay, did we be safe for sure he ain't going to make it now?
I'm working as we speak. I'm underneath my car as we speak. I'm listening to everybody on the phone.
Oh, he's still there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Weeby is over there right now with a black and mild in one hand, a B in the other, and a ring somewhere else, and trying to get that transmission in that car. <laughs> He is tough. I'm going to tell you right now, Weeby Cooper is trying to get that transmission in that car. Hey, look, all y'all that's on here tonight, Cricket Ricky included, hey, Rick, I don't know if you're looking for anything, a clutch car or anything. But Weeby Cooper got a nice Mustang down there ready to go on sale, and it's priced to sell with a full Molly cage already in it.
You break it for?
Huh?
Yeah, I think Mr. G Money put a big strong hold on that.
Huh?
You know, listen.
Mr. T Money put a strong hold on that. He wants.
Well, hey, as long as it's going to good people, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it's in good hands. It's like all.
My man, all you gotta do is stick in. I'm coming to get that baby. You know that.
I hear that. No, that's not. Hey, the only thing, though, I hope when you get this Mustang, you don't need that to put it over to the side now.
What do
you think? I hope when you get this Mustang, you don't put that beautiful Nova to the side.
No, that'll never happen, man.
Oh, because I got a photographer still calling me to this day talking about one of the baddest Novas he's ever seen.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I try to keep it clean, you know.
Man, it's still.
Hey, Money, you ain't got to like me. You don't just keep the car clean. I done seen you keep, you done cleaned up the whole rig right at the trap.
Hey, man, it's like that, man. You know, you stay crazy, man.
Hey, I ain't mad at that, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. The man comes to the track cleaning his wheels up. That's what I'm talking about. And still fucking him.
Nah, it is, man. When you work hard for something, you like to keep it nice. Keep the cage up, man. That's all.
I hear that. So what's that? Hey, I just hit up the Nasty Boys. I'm going to see what they respond, but from what I heard, Leon called me. I mean, I talked to Leon through messaging the other day. The car will be there, and like Running Bear said, the car will be there. They're going to make a pass on motor. If the car makes a good hit on motor, they're going to make the shakedown on the button, and they're going to be looking for it.
Yeah, I like how that sounds, man. You know, me, I'm going to go, Lord's will. I'm going to show up, and I'm just going to make a pass just to see what the track is like, because I only made one pass
down there one time before, and I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't used to it, like, bumpy or whatever. But you see me willing to come back. I just want to participate, bro.
I hear that, man. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna lie to you. It seems like it might be a pretty good show tomorrow, man. Right? It might be a pretty good show. I hear your boy, King Hader coming tomorrow. Is he locked in with this Chevelle, or is that a race that may take place, or are they locked in?
I don't really know, man. He was the one that called me and asked me, you know, I want to come down there or go down there and get some action or something. And right away, if somebody says something about some action, you know me, I stand up like a hard dog, huh?
I don't really know what he's doing. I had seen that he had posted on the call out, Candy had posted on DMV page that he was looking for people, and from what I heard, he's supposed to run Mr. Hatfield in that yellow Chevelle they got.
I looked at stuff on Facebook too, but I don't really know what you're doing, man. So I just go for where they at. But I wish my heart come down. But I think he's taking it easy tonight, you know. This is Derek Bond, my other half, and Tony Hatton, my other half. I wish the crew was coming with me. They got stuff to do. So I'm gonna come on down and represent.
Now listen, is Derek okay? Because I heard Derek made a little shakedown this weekend, and somebody had said something, let loose.
Yeah, I think he heard something. No, I know he had a bad flood or something like that, but he can tell you exactly what's going on.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man. It's been a rough couple weeks for some people, man.
Well,
just like Kenny Beecham. I know Kenny Beecham is on here. I think he's very blessed that his nitrous ain't come on last week.
I've seen the pictures, man. He is blessed.
Hey, Beach. Hey, Kenny Beecham.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I know you don't like to take a loss, but I think last week that knife is not coming on. I think that was something that needed to happen.
Man, we were thoroughly blessed. We was going up. There was a discrepancy that Wheaton might have crossed the line, but we don't think he crossed till after the finish line. And we were talking. We said, man, even if he did cross the line, we was gonna give him the money because. We didn't, just thank the blessing that didn't tear the car up, and he got out of his car and didn't get hurt, so it was a win-win.
And see, that's what people don't understand, Kenny. People hear two sides of a story. I had to sit there and tell somebody about what happened, but the thing is, here you are, a true racer. You're not worrying about the money or how you had to pay up. You're worrying about if the man's okay or not.
Well, first and foremost, that's when I saw him getting loose, I let off the gas, and I couldn't have beat him anyway because the wire come off the micro switch to run before that, and we didn't know it, so we left on motor. Wasn't the micro. I let off the gas, and I saw him. He went for a wild ride. I can tell you that, a wild ride.
Hey, I don't know if you were on earlier, Kenny, but Monster is gonna call you and Gene tomorrow and put y'all on a conference call with Wheaton so y'all can talk. Because Gene said that y'all were a little worried about him and everything, and Monster said he's gonna talk to him tomorrow and said he's gonna put y'all in on the call.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, people don't understand. That's the thing people don't understand. People think that, you know, okay, yeah, Kenny probably mad because he lost the race. Kenny, one thing I can tell you about Kenny Beecham, the first thing is
Stacy, and from what I know, you know David Weed quite well. So the money probably meant nothing at the point you seen his car going down through there.
Exactly.
And see, that's what I hope everybody listening and understands, that Kenny Beecham was not worried about losing some money. He was worried about a friend of his, or, you know, someone that he knew, having a chance of being hurt in that car. And, Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
He's right here.
Hey, please tell me y'all gonna do something with Mr. Blue Magic.
We're trying to work that out now, if we can get it worked out.
Yeah, because I don't even.
We want him to show up at Fayetteville on the 28th trip.
Who is it?
Blue Magic, we want him to lock in with us, maybe 500 on 2,000 or so, to show up on the 28th.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Do it.
Like 500 on 2,000 or better, whatever he wants, whatever he feels comfortable locking in for that date.
I know some people in here might, but I know where my money is. I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be a battle between two extreme back halves ready to do that.
The Magic for the win.
Hey, Weeby Cooper.
Yeah.
Hey, this other car you bringing down tomorrow, it wouldn't happen to be a green Camaro, would it?
No, it's a 1963 split window profile.
Man, where you finding all these? You ain't bringing a hired gun to the track,
are you? No, he ain't got no hired gun.
A 63 split window vet, Beaumont, you sound like you trying to come get some real action tomorrow.
Well, you just testing it out, got new motor and stuff in it, got testing out. Actually the same motor, just been freshened up.
Okay. But I know the boys want a piece of your brother for some kind of thing.
He might make it tomorrow too. He had some problems. I mean that's racing. We've been running our cars for, I've been running mine for 2 years. He's been going for 2 years, and now all of a sudden stuff is starting to break. But I mean, I guess that's racing. It ain't gonna last forever.
I also heard the 757 boys
were
trying to make it down tomorrow.
Yeah, one of them, the Malibu's
going to
be there.
Oh, so the Malibu is going to be there?
Yeah, the Malibu's going to be there.
Okay, you don't think you'll take a shot at Nazi tomorrow? So you one gun to one gun, do you?
I think you're looking for Richard Tillman or Brian Stewart.
Oh, well, I can tell you right now, I know from, I can speak for him. I know Richard Tillman would definitely give him a run.
Right. But like I said, I can't speak for them. But I'm pretty sure that he wanted to run him when we was at Dinwiddie, but the car had problems.
Yeah, okay, we talked a little bit. I told him once he got it right, we'll get him on.
What about Michael Lee?
That's who is Michael Lee.
Oh, okay, because I know he got a Camaro too, red.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not ready yet.
Oh, okay. So we do, but the Malibu is locked and loaded.
Yeah, he ready to do something. I hope I can get right, because Liam got a race been going on for years. That, you know, it's one of those, I beat you, you beat me, or they want that type of race. So
it kind of, it ain't personal, it's just racing, but me and him, we got to get it on too like everybody else.
Sit down. Sit down.
Hear that. I definitely hear that, man. Hey, man, I hope you, I can't even lie, I hope you get the Mustang together, man. You know, it sounds like it's going to be a good show. I mean, you got, you know, you got G-Money coming, you got, you know, you got some boys, I mean, they got some boys listed on that fly, so, I mean, if anybody comes, it's looking to be a good little show at Richmond.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it no matter where it's at, you know what I mean, especially when all of us get together. Not just, you know, as friends and racers, even when clutch racing, you know what I mean? It's fun, it's love. And this year has been the most fun I had in a long time.
Well, I hear that, man. Hey, y'all, ain't nothing better than a little trash talking and some grudge racing. I mean, hey, ain't nothing better than that.
Yeah, there are. So like I said, me and RT, I got to get a hold of the time. He's at the track. On my end. So, I'm not ducking him. I'm
bad.
You know,
no, you're a bad boy.
But yeah, I don't. It seems like Larry Bob is ready. So you might have a little problem with him too pretty soon, huh?
Slow folks. I ain't worried about him. He's slow folks.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about him. He want ice cream paint job. He want to be pretty on the outside. He want to look good going down the track. But that's my buddy, too. You know what I mean? I talk trash to him. I can't race him the race that he wants to race. Motor on motor. I can't do that. I don't have no motor car. And I'm not trying to throw this out there, but, you know, put my brother under the bus, but him and my brother would be a good race motor on motor because my brother has a motor car. He doesn't use no Nike.
Oh, that sounds like it might be a good one there, him and your brother.
Yeah, but I can't, you know what I mean, I can't speak for my brother. You know, he'd get mad at me if I put him under the bus like that, but... You know, I know particularly around what both cars do, and, you know, it'll be pretty good motor on motor.
That's the, Monty Saunders called your son out, right?
Yeah, with the four-door Impala. That'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, so the photo will be there?
Yeah, photo will be there tomorrow, definitely. We just finished shaking that down on the street.
Monty ain't coming to Richmond. You ain't nothing to worry about there.
Huh?
Monty ain't going to come to Richmond. You ain't nothing to worry about there.
From what I heard, Monty ain't going. Hey, now listen, Weeby, I don't know how much you know about Monty, but the word on the street is Monty got a big block T-Bike.
No, he got a Nova.
You got a back half Nova
on gas now.
Who that, Monty?
Yeah.
No, wait, he told me he wanted to run me heads up.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for what he got, but, I mean, I got a couple of Arsenals, you know, cars that can match it, but, I mean, I don't know what he got. Back half cars are fast. Look at that blue Magic Camaro. That thing's crazy fast.
Is the blue Magic Camaro? Is it not ready or is it not coming back out for a while? Or
the blue Magic Camaro?
No, your Camaro.
The Mustang.
The Camaro you got.
Oh yeah, that might be there tomorrow too. I had to put some nitrous on. It won't go on fast enough. Running Bear came up there to me. He said, "Hey, Weeby, I like you a lot. You ain't got enough. So, hey, I got to make sure I got enough just in case of that." But I don't like no all-out race cars. I like stock suspension type cars. I roll my windows up. I don't hear all the rattling. But I have race cars like that.
I hear that. but you know, because. But I might have it out there tomorrow. It needed a little. That was the first time out. We picked the car up Thursday from up at EB Port and left it on the trailer and brought it to the track.
Oh, okay.
So that was the first time. It was new motor. The motor and car, they got put in together at the same time. So everything was new.
But hey, what happened to the race with you and William Brown in the Jigaboo?
Yeah, my transmission was broke, but he said whenever I have my car at the track, we got the same race, heads up race, 8 miles.
Oh, okay. And hey, does that thing, that car got gas on it now, or is he still on motor?
What car? The Jigaboo?
Yeah.
He got a whole lot of gas on it. I think he invested in stock in it.
Okay. Hey, do he sit just like Tricky Ricky, or how it sit?
Well, I only seen Tricky Rick car once. And I mean, I know they both back half car. I don't know if they ladder bar four link, but that Malibu is the Jigaboo sits like Running Bear, the back half vehicle, Willy Bar, Slick, stuff like that.
Okay. Hey, Tricky Ricky, have you ever seen this car? Hey, Tricky Ricky. He must have dropped for a minute. Yeah, because I've been hearing about the Jigaboo. They talk like it run a little bit, so I mean, I'd like to, you know, I think that might be a good little race to see one day.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not saying I'm out of my class, but time is time, you know what I mean? So, I mean, most of those cars probably might out 60 foot me a little bit, but it's on from there.
I hear you, man. But yeah, it sounds, like I said, man, I mean, I'd like to see that race between, if Michael Lee show tomorrow, him and Richard Kellman are going to be a hell of a race, too.
Man, I like to sit on the sideline and see that myself. And it sounds crazy. I'm betting with RT. I'm betting on the Mustang.
Okay. And hey, look. See, the thing is, I ain't mad at you for that, because the thing is, in grudge racing, even if you're part of a clique, even if you're friends with somebody, even if you rock with somebody, even if, it doesn't matter what, but if you feel in your heart and you got money on something, you going to go with what you feel is going to win the race.
Yeah. I got to roll with Richard Tillman on that one. And like I said, me and Mike Lee, friends a long time. And, you know, you're supposed to have your homeboys back. But when right is right, if I got to bet my money, I'm not going to lose because he's my friend. That's like me jumping out the bridge because he jumped off the bridge with rocks on me. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to jump out the one with water at the bottom.
I hear that. Yeah, it should definitely be a good one tomorrow. I gotta make it out there, man. I ain't gonna lie, at first I was kinda iffy about it, you know, like I don't know, but I mean the more and more I'm hearing about it, this might be something to see tomorrow.
Yeah, especially if everything goes the way it's supposed to go planned. I mean, got a lot of heavy hitters coming. You know, G Money, Running Bear, if he can make it. You know, Wicked Bird. So, you got Richard Tillman. I wish Richard Harris and all them could come out. You know what I mean? It ain't just so much as the racing, you know, as general as racers, as people, as a good crowd, you know, people, everybody respects everybody and we have fun. You know, we talk a lot of trash over the call out in the DMV on Facebook and even here on this call, man. But, you know what I mean? At the racetrack, if something goes on with my car, you know what I mean? They'll come and help. If something's going on with them, I will help them.
Okay.
Richard Harris will be there, but he ain't gonna be running. He got his car changing something on it.
Hey Weeby, I know you're gonna laugh at this one, but
Sean said, when he go get that head up race with you?
Nah, I can't beat him.
Come on, man.
I can't beat him. He's too fast.
Hey, but look, you're a funny dude, though, man. Because one thing he said about you is, like, man, your boy Wee be a funny-ass dude, man.
Yeah, he's a little too fast. I pretty much know who I got a chance of winning against, and those people I will race. I ain't going to race nobody I know that's going to really whip me. And I'm being honest with you. I wanted to race D-Money. That's my homeboy. But when we met last year, we got the track, and I seen him make a pass. I had to regroup. I said, nah, I've got to leave him alone. You know, it's just some cars I'm going to stay away from.
Hey, look, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm with you on that one. I remember when I first met this man, the man had the car on motor. And
yeah.
I was a little shaky of the damn car on motor.
Yeah, that's car riding.
That's, I don't know. I think D-Money got a nice running piece, on motor or nicer, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, I hope
he can put a little money in my pocket tomorrow, because, you know, that might not make me, you know, I might not be in the doghouse for too long if he put a little money in my pocket.
I'm going to tell you like this. If he gets D-Money get down the track, it's going to be on. That car works real good. As if he started running on the back wheels all the way to the eighth.
That's what I was talking about, man. Hey, so,
D-Money,
the hat is not
going to
make an appearance tomorrow?
No, my crew, I think they got something to do. You know, I was hoping they would come with me, but, you know, I keep them posted, and I carry their money.
Yeah, that's all right, man. One thing I will say about them boys, man, them boys will go. See, the thing, you know, the thing that people, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I respect Kenny Beecher. I respect the horse, and I respect a lot of people. The reason is, you got people nowadays that will only race people they know, or people they know, or they got a guaranteed chance of winning with. You got people like the Hatton, you got G Money, you got people from here, you got people there. They'll take that gamble. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, when I saw G Money a couple months ago run Tony Pine, the reason is, everybody like, man, let's guarantee money, let's guarantee money. Have y'all ever seen, and I know y'all seen it, there have been times where Tony will either, you know, he'll sleep or he'll knock Kyle. And the reason I respected G-Money for that, when nobody else would raise him, he took a chance and said, hey, man, there's a chance Tony might sleep, knock Kyle off, and I might out-muscle him. And that's a grudge race. That's somebody saying, look.
Race. Anything can happen in racing.
That's what you can't get people to understand nowadays. You can't get people, like, I'm going to tell you right now, and if he on here, he on here. Donnie came all the way to MIR a couple weeks ago. Derek Barnes was ready, and you know what? Derek came to me. Derek said, man, you know what? I'm probably not fast enough. But the thing is, if we run, I will run him tonight. And that's what makes, and I respected Derek about that, because here you go, you got people right now scared to run somebody because of a name. Oh, that's Don Yates. That's Fade the Black. That's this. Derek came over there and said, you know what? If he want to do it tonight, we'll do it. And here you go, a guy coming hours away, ain't going to say, nah, I can't do it. That's why I respect people like Derek, because the thing is, yeah, he did, you know, we know that, let's be honest. Don Ye got one of the baddest G-bodies around. He do. And that's easily said. But the thing is, a man called his bluff that night, and he didn't take that race. And if I'm a liar, y'all tell me a liar, but I was there. And Derek not only was going to take that race, but he bucked up Coop performance that night.
That's right.
Not once, but twice.
Hey, James, I still don't understand I still don't understand why Donye, he wanted to run Tony Hatton, my homie, my partner, head up. Then when he came over there to negotiate, and I was standing right there, they wanted Hatton to go over the scale. That's not graduation.
No,
he wanted Tony Hatton to Vega and go over the scale. We didn't talk about going over the scale. We talked about running your ass head up.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I don't even
know
what he's talking about.
You gonna ask, all right, see, I don't understand this. That another thing that appeared to me that I don't understand, Donye and Cold Killer were in the same building a couple months ago at Maryland. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you know and I know that Maryland is one of the baddest tracks around. It's proven. I mean, you got people in the heat. The other week, I ain't going to say no names and no time, but I know a man in the heat at Maryland on a radio tie the other night go a 440 flat at, in the heat. So
yeah.
You're telling me that these two powerhouse G-bodies were in the same vicinity, didn't race at Maryland, but going to wait a couple of weeks, ain't going to race in Detroit.
That's, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That.
You know the answer to that, don't you?
Huh?
Y'all don't know the answer to that?
Give us
the answer, Rick. Wasn't no money being trans. They wasn't getting no money.
Dollars.
It's all about the dollars, huh? Amen. All about the dollar, man.
That ain't it. That sucks. If it's like that, they shouldn't even be a graduate, man.
Nah, I mean, it's more like people want to be celebrities than them graduates.
Hmm. Yeah, I look for fun. It ain't all about the money. You hear me? I say I'm G-Money because I want money. That's just a little gimmick, you know what I'm saying? But to be out there and get known and get in your ass, that's love for me. That's my money.
Yeah, that's the biggest benefit of your hard work. You know what I'm saying? I drag on work hard every day, my 9 to 5. After I take care of mama and the kids, and all my money goes to my car. But then you know, I have a little help too. So I ain't gonna front on that. I got a good backing, but at the same time, man, when you win or you lose, sometimes I don't care if I lose. I can happen to my car run a good number.
Right. Yeah, but that was crazy, man. He didn't want to get on the scale. He wanted Hatton to get on the scale. I don't understand. And there was money being posted. We had money. It wasn't about that. If you can't, think you can't.
But, man, I would have fucked them out. Because we graduated, we're not class rates. The only time you get on the scale is class rates. I know every time I ran my car, when I was running X70 car, I had to go across that damn scale. You don't do that no good, man. Hell, you don't even really go, your car don't go to check for real at some track.
Nope.
So that right there, that didn't make no sense.
Hey,
I guess we will definitely be seeing each other tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Oh, as well.
Yeah, man. I ain't even going to bed till I go through the gears and nothing leaks.
Hey, I'm putting the car on the list at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I gotta go see if Walmart got some transmission fluid.
I hear you.
Okay, so you gotta go get some transmission fluid. Yeah, Walmart. My transmission man said as long as it's red, it'll work.
I hear that. Long as it's red, it'll work.
Yeah, long as it's red, all transmission fluid the same. That's what he said, but who knows?
I use hydraulic fluid, man.
Oh, yeah, I can't get that at this time of night.
I got to get out there and see if it goes through the gears out there on the street. Oh, you trying to carry it out there on the street? Oh, yeah. I got a nice old stretch in front of the shop. That was a racetrack a long time ago. Yeah, I, it'll be all right. Everybody be sleeping until I go get in high gear.
Hey, James.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, man, I got into this grudge racing thing, man. I remember back in the days, man, when I first met Kenny and Gene, and they had a homeboy named Wyatt. I met them guys at a Super Chevy show down in Dinwiddie.
Wyatt Colbert.
Yeah, man, he had a white Fox Nova. Man, I was no good, bro. I wanted that car. I found out my man took the car and sold it and got a dragster. I was upset. I'm out here. That was one other car that I'm gonna tell you right now.
Other than yours, I was like, Lord have mercy.
So you know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. I mean, it's kind of coincidence where I hung out with them guys back then. I met them guys, and those guys were nice guys then. And then here, every grudge race and every track we go to, I still meet the same guys. Them horsemen dudes, they just straight up, man. Straight up. And they let me park my car. I asked them, could I park my car beside them? And I've been knowing them ever since, bro.
Hey, look. And
ran,
hey, look.
And the weebie.
Hey, T-Money,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you somebody else, too. You ever heard of the Smooth Criminal?
Smooth Criminal, I heard of him, but I don't know him.
Well, hey, Mr. Smooth Criminal, introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? What's up, man? I'm out of Chicago. How y'all doing today?
All right. What's going on, B?
Man, I'm just sitting here listening, checking in, man. Loving the show. But I would like to say, y'all not really trying to say that Donye was scared of that boy, right?
Dude, I ain't trying to say that. I know
you're not telling me he backed down. I can't see that from my big brother.
Dude, he asked my man, well, you go over the scale. You need to put your car over the scale. You get him on the phone if you have to or ask him or whatever. I was standing right there. And then my man, Tony Hatton, who owns the car, he's at work right now. He's on standby. He's listening to the show, and he's texting me. And he said, call me if you need me.
I just can't
see that, man. I mean, you know, Donye's a big boy, man. He, you know, you got to give him credit. He's got one of the baddest G-bodies in the world.
That he does.
I just can't see him just running like that, man.
Because he does have one of the baddest G-bodies in the world, but we ain't scared of nothing.
I see you.
Okay. Call him man.
Look, I know you listen to the show, and Donye got a lot of fans, you know, a lot of players, and I know he just ain't going to let that just be what it is. You know, it's got to be something else to it.
Hey, you know that saying, it is what it is.
Well, maybe this will call him, maybe this will bring him up. You know, because I'm pretty sure, you know, a man of that stature with the reputation that he is, and if he's going to hit all four corners of the U.S. of A., he can't be running.
I swear, man, that's one of my favorite cars, too, man, that his car is bad like that. But
yes, it is.
You know, I mean, I was standing right there, and we got Mr. Hatton somewhere in the background. He'll tell you the truth.
Well, I think when next time I run up on him, I'm gonna have to give him a little shout and make sure that just ain't true. Maybe he'll be out there next time y'all have a nice big race. Well, ain't y'all going out on the 21st for drag race? Any of y'all going out that way?
Where?
after drag race. I think he's supposed to be in in Georgia.
I don't know, man. It's been many years I've been to Georgia. As far as I've been drag racing, man, it was probably down in the North Carolina, and then I go up to New York. I go back to New York, that area, you know, Echo, Englishtown.
Right.
I've never been to the drag race.
Okay. Well, look, I'm trying to get my car ready, man. I'm going to try to get down to Virginia. I was supposed to come down there tomorrow, but I kind of got caught up on some stuff here, and I couldn't make it. My mom was down there. I was coming to see her, and I definitely was trying to get down there for this weekend, like, just to see some of you guys.
Hey, look, Smooth Criminal, give these boys a rundown on the car you messing with right now.
Well, you know, we got a G-Body. We got a 4-door Malibu. You know what I'm saying? We took, as a matter of fact, you know, I was going to tell y'all this, but, you know, everybody got some film on their car, so. But this was a couple of years ago with the small block. But now we're going to put a big block in and try to run with some of these guys. And we got a 62 Juice that we're trying to put together, too. Both of them ain't going to be done around the same time because our money ain't running like that, but. We definitely going to be doing something next year. And for sure, I'm telling you now, I'll be down there with one of the cars.
Hey, did I hear you a couple weeks ago talking about you had to put a motor plate in it or something?
No, I don't think. We're going to put a motor plate in it for sure. But no, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about just the car and just, you know, me being on the show and supporting the show and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get to know some of the guys out there in the VA, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, man, come on out, man. We look forward to seeing you, brother. You know, it's just some fun, man, for real.
Oh, yeah. I like what I hear from y'all, man. I mean, it's a good show, man. It's a good show. It kind of reminds me of being up here. You know, a lot of you guys run the quarter mile up there. A lot of you guys run the eighth. I don't really run the eighth. I ain't really done that. I'm doing the quarter mile, you know. So we'll see what happens. And I know we can go to other people's track. You got to run what they do, you know. So... We'll check it out. We'll have some fun. I'm gonna be prepared for doing both. So, you know, that's how that's gonna roll.
Right. I like to take it to the big end too.
Yeah, me too. My car worked real good on the big end.
Yeah, that's the most fun to me. You know, I think the fans. I mean, they like to see that 8 mile too. But I know for sure they like to see the cars run off the back door.
Right.
That I know.
How did G-Body sit? Is stock suspension or back half car?
No, it's stock suspension. We're going to try to put 29s on there. If we run a 28, so we want to try to put some 29s on there, see if, you know, see if they fit without no rubbing and stuff like that. But for sure, we ran 28s on the car.
Okay.
I don't really care, but I know some people kind of get away from when you got 28 and you run 29, like that make a big difference. To me, it don't matter. I want to run the car. If I see the car look like I can beat it, I'm going to try it.
That's right.
You know, I ain't class racing. 29 and 28 to me is just like class racing. You know, I don't want to go run people in 28. I don't care, man. If I look like I can get you, go down that track and you be playing with yourself. We're going to see why we can't put something in you.
You know, that's how I think, too, man, because back in the days, we were street racing and whatnot. Man, you come with what you come with, and let's get it in.
If you feel good, get it in. But, you know, the grudge racing thing, I mean, I like it. It's fun. It's good. You know, you can make money in it. But the thing is, it's just that if you don't be the baddest on 28th, and you call yourself running somebody in 29th, you know, and now, you know, ain't nobody going to really want to run you, they say, you know. And I think Kanye was, you know, I heard him a couple of weeks ago, you know, when he was up there, you know, he didn't want to run nobody with, you know, that had posted a number. So, you know, that kind of changed the aspects of that.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, I just can't believe he didn't want to run the Hat Boys, though. I mean, they riding this class, if they look like him, you know, that just don't sound right.
They look just like him.
What kind of car he got?
Oh, Hatton?
Yeah, what kind of car Hatton Boys got?
Is it a tire or what kind of car?
No, what kind of car? Is it a T-Body?
It's a Vega.
Oh, it's a Vega.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vegas for life, man. That's
all black.
Yeah.
Oh, so he saved his life out there in Virginia, in the VA, huh?
This was in Maryland.
Right.
Yeah, man.
See, the thing about it, not just, now the thing is, listen to this, Smooth Criminal. The thing is, the Vega is a conventional head cop.
Oh, I like that.
So,
I got a conventional
head. So that's
head
what
too.
I'm saying. How, if you got the baddest G by, you know, I'm not showing no, this ain't no disrespect. Now, we know that his G body is bad. Don't worry, we know that. But the thing
everybody
is,
know that.
He's a man right now with a Vega on probably the same tire, because, I mean, I know Donnie showed up that night and it had a 29 on it, or it might have been, I think it had a 29 on it. But the thing
right.
is, Donnie is not conventional headed.
Well,
a
you
guy
know,
right
I,
now
I ain't seen,
that
I,
says, you know, I got a conventional head and I ain't scared to take a shot at you. And, you
right.
know, the thing was, he had, and the boy with the truck, Derek with the truck, that's a backhand truck. So, it, you know, I just don't, hey, the way I looked at it, I didn't understand why he came all the way down here and wouldn't have taken one of those races.
Yeah, I understand that too. But who else was down there? Cole Killer was down there too. He ain't want to run nobody. Did y'all try to run him too? Wasn't he down there?
Cole Killer got called out. This is what happened. I'm gonna tell you the race on that.
Right.
When Ricky Fox got to the track that night, Ricky Fox has two cars.
Uh-huh.
One he runs out on radio with, and one he runs on 29. He brought the blue car on 29, and this is what Chris Tootin said out of his mouth. I do not race class cars.
Well, yeah. Hey, well, that's going to come up. Look, I'm with Destiny. Well, look, for sure, that's how they run in the South. If they know your class car, they ain't going to run them. They, you know what? They do that stuff up here now, too. I don't know where they get that. You know, I think what it is, man, some parts of the country, right? You know, some parts of the country, them brothers there right now, I think, to the point where they got a name for themselves and, you know, it's just a certain group of people, right? A certain group of people, you know what I'm saying, in this game that will just say, okay, well, you know, it's enough for us to stay in our ramp. You know, in our situation. And if we know somebody's a class car, then we're not going to race that. When everybody and their mama know that if you're racing the two people, you basically know what you're running.
Yeah, that's
you know, you're basically running the same damn thing. It's going to be a matter of who beat who on the damn light. You know, that's what I love about Tony Bynes. You know, he ain't going to really trip about none of that stuff, because if you think he's going to get you, he's going to get you.
And
you know, I never really seen him get down like that.
And see, the thing I'll agree with you on is a couple weeks ago, this is a couple months ago now, and I got to back that up. Tony Bynes ran, he ran Shane Stack. And as you know, yes, Shane Stack is a class car.
Right.
It's a true class car, Outlaw Radio class car. And
right.
What happened? Bynes got paid. That's what I'm saying. The thing is, you got some people that just don't care. Some people that'll say, look, there's a chance
right.
that this man might not make it down the track, and I'm going to leave with his money.
Well, see, and I'm going to tell you something about Tony, right? The reason why a lot of people love Tony around the country, is when he come up to Chicago, you know, the first two times he came up to Chicago, he won some money, but he got beat, you know what I'm saying, two times by two different cars, if I'm not mistaken. But whatever the case, Tony ain't going to sit there and say he don't run no turbo car. You know, a lot of people say he won't run no turbo car. A lot of people say they don't run no blower car. You know, I can understand that to a degree. But, you know, hey, a lot of it is just going to be based on whether or not who hooked that night. And I'm going to be honest with you. When Gold Digger, when Cole Killer and Donnie ran last weekend, I was home. When they ran, you know how the track is set. Sometimes the track be set for an hour or two. and one side is going to be hit. And then when they go separate, get separate again, it's not necessarily true that that side that's hitting all the time is going to be hitting again. And I kind of think Gagne kind of got, I mean, look, it was a good race. I can't take another race from Cole Killer, but I'm just going to tell you, I just think at one time the track where Cole Killer was on, every car that's going down there, down that lane, they were sliding, almost hitting the wall and everything else. And then when they touched the lanes again, the other side was no cars going down there was doing it. So I'm just saying, I mean, both of the cars equally done, and Cole Killer, you know, Gagne left first and Cole Killer came after him, and that was that. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? To back up what you said, Tony will run a turbo car. And yes, Turbo GT did get him the other week, a couple months ago. But I'm gonna tell you, that was one hell of a race.
Oh, it was a wonderful race. I didn't get a chance to see it except on tape. But yeah, so it was a wonderful race. You know, from what I saw, it was a wonderful race. But the first time Tony came down, that was a good race there too. It was a damn good race there. So, you know, that's how I saw it.
Hey, I know we only got 3 more minutes of the show, but I'm going to tell you one thing. And I've talked to him a long time. And see, people say he only caters to class races, but I got to give it to him. This year at No Mercy in Georgia, they're having a no-time session at Radio Revolution.
Yeah, they got grudge racing too.
That's just sick. That's why I respect certain people. Like, you know, here you go, Donald Long saying, look, you know, I know people don't want to show time, and I know people want to put that money up. He looking out. That's just somebody that's understanding that he can't be one-sided.
Exactly. Well, I think all the tracks should be doing the same thing. I mean, I think a lot of the tracks out here, like the one track out in Wisconsin where I normally go to a Great Lakes Dragway, they right now, you know what I'm saying, the last year or two have been, you know, just now getting on board with not really short times. I mean, they really won't show the times if you put a, you know, you put a sign on there, you don't want your time show. It, you know, it's cool like that. But as far as the grudge racing is concerned, you know, now they really, you know, understand that that's coming into play. You know, so that's yeah, facts of knowing now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You want these other cars coming in. They want the money. They kind of know what's going on.
Yep. Well, hey, look, I'm about to have to end it, but listen, hey, I know you'll probably be on here next week. I'm going to let